There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
I'm sure you've probably heard about the Texas shooting by now. Obviously, it's a very horrific thing, and people are trying to blame other people for it other than the individual in question. And of course, when an individual carries out such a heinous act, I think the responsible and reasonable thing to do is to blame that person rather than anyone else, because you're essentially making excuses for the person who perpetrated it.
Yeah, but if you can broaden it out and tar your political enemies with a heinous act, it's very convenient for people who want to uphold a progressive hegemony that, for its own presuppositions, cannot survive scrutiny.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time, it's a very esoteric sort of level of responsibility. Like, you're using dangerous rhetoric, and that led to people going out and doing something.
Stochastic terrorism, which is just a complete misnomer.
Mm-hmm. I suppose a sort of parallel comparison could be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez talking about that ICE facility and the kids in cages, and then someone goes and firebombs it, which seems like a counterintuitive way to rescue the children if there were actually any in there, which there weren't.
Or the recent Tennessee Christian school shooting, that leading up to it, pretty much every Democrat politician and talking head was saying there's a trans genocide, and pundits like Cenk Uygur saying you should arm up and own guns to defend yourselves from the Republicans who are coming for your rights and don't respect your right to live. And then mysteriously, a transgender former student goes in and shoots three children dead, for which we still don't have the manifesto, curiously. But they can find the shooter's profile on a random Russian social media site, the second most popular, within basically hours of the shooting happening, and it happens to be found by Bellingcat, which is funded by the CIA. Suspicious.
But yes, in all of these instances we've discussed, obviously the person responsible is the person who did it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, mind-blown revelation. But that hasn't stopped left-wingers to try and capitalise on it for political points. Here we have Hassan Piker, known for not fighting Sam Hyde. And he's replying to Tim Pool saying, bro, he was a fan of you, because he uploaded some screenshots of Timcast, supposedly, allegedly, to his social media.
That doesn't necessarily mean he's a fan.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a total false equivalency. So, next.
Yeah, I mean, you can screenshot things that, believe it or not, you don't actually like. It is possible. I don't think that was actually the case, if this is genuine. But it isn't enough to condemn Tim Pool, I don't think. It seems very much a stretch. They're just trying to do it because they don't like him, rather than there actually being some legitimate link there.
Well,
there are also podcasts as well that don't seem in any way, you know, out of the ordinary.
Well, Tim has a bunch of different guests on from all over the spectrum. He's had everyone from Lance from the Surfs to Steve Bannon on. And Tim has spoken about multiple times how he has offered Hassan to come on the show. And Hassan has said, oh, I would, bro, but one, I want to run my own show now. And two, I'm scared of COVID at the time he asked. So Hassan has been more than happy to want to go on the show from behind the scenes. And now, when it's the current thing to bash Tim Pool, because for some reason, all of the press outlets are, and intelligence agencies, focusing on him and trying to take him off the air because he's very effective at destroying establishment narratives, suddenly Hassan jumps on the grift. Shock.
Funny that. I mean, if only we could have predicted it. But it's not just Hassan Piker. There are also institutions. Not good institutions, of course, because the Southern Poverty Law Center also decided to make mention of Tim Pool. It says here, I've taken an extract from it. Garcia's social media history also suggests he consumed more mainstream right-wing content. They'd been talking about supposedly more extreme stuff that had allegedly been found. And it says that overlaps with fringe hate movements. Interesting. And it says he shared screenshots from multiple episodes of Timcast IRL, a far-right YouTube talk show hosted by Tim Pool.
Tim Pool is the notorious fence sitter. It's a reason it's a meme.
He's got some more opinions now. I think, if anything, he's become very angry and opinionated in recent times.
Right? I mean, I actually listen to Tim's show every day because I really enjoy it, and I really enjoy the guests that go on, particularly Seamus, because I feel represented as an Irish Catholic. But Tim is still pro-abortion. Like, he's not far right, even in the conventional MAGA sense, even if he supports Trump. The guy has a bunch of mixed opinions. He's basically a 90s New York liberal. I think he's a bit soft on that, if anything. But you can't try and put him in the same category as Richard Spencer or Jared Taylor. It's just not going to work. Mm. No, the guy's half Korean. Like, I'm just not hearing it. Stop.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
my ignorance is astounding, apparently. But yes, it carries on to say, far right, hosted by Tim Pool, who has a history of platforming extremists as guests. Garcia made a positive reference to Libs of TikTok, the pseudonym of Chaya Rychik, who posted anti-LGBTQ plus commentary on mainstream platforms, including Substack and Twitter.
She's Jewish.
They're trying...
She's Jewish.
It's just so dumb. It's just like, Southern Poverty Law Center is just throwing loads of excrement and seeing what sticks.
He's had Vorsch, Matt Binder, and Lance from the Surfs on. Far right. Ooh, shut up. Stop it.
He just talks to a wide spectrum of people, which should be normal. That shouldn't be what you are condemning someone for.
Yep.
So, also, mentioning the Surfs, here we have them talking about the links to Tim Pool, alleged links, and they've got some screenshots here of the supposed information that was supposedly found. This is, of course, talking about, this is one of Tim Pool's members of staff, I think.
Yes.
Talking about how it's all suspicious that this all went on. But the Surfs themselves are saying the Texas mall shooter has been revealed to be a fan of both Tim Pool and Libs of TikTok. Ian Miles Chong and Elon Musk are trying to push a narrative that it could somehow be a psyop. This one is crystal clear, inspired by the right.
No.
It wasn't.
It glows like a worm. I'm sorry. I find it very suspicious that years after the Vegas shooting...
There are the actual pictures. You can see his tattoos and his the screenshots of Tim Pool. There were just like five screenshots of random parts of TimCast. I don't really understand why he was uploading a screenshot.
It might have been because, and I think the episodes in question were discussing the Ukraine war, because I can see one of the titles with Elijah Schaefer mentioning Vladimir Putin. So if he's uploading to, and if supposing this is a sincere account, if he's uploading to the second most popular Russian social media site, if it's related to being sympathetic to Putin, which is defined as anything except give all of your money and weapons to Ukraine at this point, it might have just been the topic discussed on the show and not necessarily the show itself.
Well, I mean, looking at his tats, maybe he's a fan of Zelensky.
Yeah, true, fair point, actually. Yep, yep. Average UN posted Ukrainian freedom fighter.
Mm. But what I found interesting is this next article. So, the Texas mall shooter's radicalization is no surprise, and it is by Lance of the Surfs.
Oh, okay, right, you disingenuous little hack who said that mothers should be able to have abortions at any time, including during birth, but she can't take meth because that's intentionally killing the baby.
So, I'm going to read what he said here, and it doesn't really mesh with what they tweeted out to Tim Pool himself, and... It says here, although he previously had a few traffic violations, he had no meaningful criminal record and wasn't known to the police, but investigation revealed the shooter was a white nationalist who had been heavily radicalized online by multiple far-right figures. The commentator he most searched for was Ben Shapiro, a hugely popular right-wing podcaster who previously tweeted statements such as, Israelis like to build, Arabs like to bomb crap and live in open sewage.
So number one, Ben has actually retracted this. Number two... He shouldn't have because it's true. I'm going to get in trouble for saying that. But look, loads of countries are run by literal terrorists. So I'm not fans of those. Shocking enough. And three, I remember when the Christchurch shooter walked into a mosque and shot a bunch of innocent Muslims. And in his manifesto, he said he was inspired by Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, and Spyro the Dragon. Do you think these people, if that account is sincere, might be psyoping you? Like deliberately trying to foment some kind of revolution and animosity? They might be accelerationists. They might be lying. Why should I believe some nutcase terrorist?
Mm. I mean, I haven't even heard a formal apology from Spyro the Dragon. I mean, I don't know what's going on here. Step up your game, Spyro. But it carries on to say, the shooter wasn't white. He was a 33-year-old Hispanic... heritage, I don't know how that works, but which immediately allowed some far-right pundits to play off any suspicion that this might again be related to white supremacist rhetoric. But it, as should be obvious by now, white supremacy can be upheld by non-white people, just as white nationalists can be super fans of someone who practices Orthodox Judaism like Ben Shapiro.
The mental gymnastics that progressivism makes you go through to justify itself is insane. It's like calling, again, Larry Elder the black face of white supremacy when a white woman puts on a gorilla mask and throws banana peel at him.
It's so ridiculous. They're always what they accuse you of, isn't it?
Yeah, the ironclad law of progressive projection.
He was also a fan of both Tim Pool, a right-wing podcaster who calls himself a disaffected liberal, and Libs of TikTok, a popular anti-LGBTQ account on Twitter run by blah, 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 blah. They also mention, this is ridiculous, who was part of the crowd outside the Capitol during the attempted coup on Jan 6th.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, the QAnon shaman was going to overthrow the American government.
So, obviously, it wasn't a coup, right? But also, being outside of the Capitol, so you're guilty by association.
Yep.
She did nothing wrong. I mean, there were, what, tens of thousands, if not 100,000 people there, right?
Yeah,
and
most of them.
The vast majority of people followed the law. Hmm. So, you know... It's such a ridiculous thing. And then they acknowledge this. Paul and Rychik are not Nazis, nor have they called for violence, nor have they praised mass shooters. There is no evidence that they directly inspired the shooters' massacre, but that doesn't mean they haven't contributed to the spread of fear and hatred.
I want to amorphously accuse them of things so I can make them look bad because they're my primary competition. That's
yes.
what that is.
Mm-hmm. But also, of course, their Twitter account could be ran by someone else. It could be someone else's opinion, which is fine. But it's curious when the Surf's Twitter account is saying, yeah, you definitely did that. Inspired them. And then this.
I think Matt runs a Twitter account because I've seen Matt sign off on tweets before. And obviously this is Lance's article. So there might be a slight bit of dissent in there.
Okay. Well, that's I would like to say, you know, reasonable to have differences of opinion.
But they're both still accusing them of inspiring the shooter.
Yes.
So they're both arseholes.
I don't disagree. So, moving on to another one. And here we have Alejandra Caraballo, who is an insufferable leftist, believe it or not.
Yeah, nutcase trans activist who has openly lied in congressional hearings.
Yes. Why is Team YouTube continuing to not only platform Tim Pool, but monetize and profit from his content? This is absolutely disgusting. And this is in response to this headline. If you could scroll down, John. Tim Pool thinks it's funny the Texas mall shooter was apparently a fan of his show. And that's actually taken out of context. What he's saying is that it's strange. He doesn't say, it doesn't mean funny in the sense of, you know, funny ha ha.
But he was mainly talking about the media accusing the guy of being a fan of Tim's show and Tim inspiring it. And he was like, I just think it's funny that I'm a disaffected liberal and you think I'm inspiring a neo-Nazi. But he's just pointing out the ridiculousness of it. He's not laughing at dead people.
Yeah. So this is obviously a disingenuous title in the first place. And then to call for him to be basically deplatformed on the back of this is just horrifically egregious. But on the topic of people with single-digit IQs, moving on to my contemplations, I covered why IQ is not necessarily the best measure of intelligence because it does not necessarily measure all of what I would regard as intelligence. However, what it does measure, it measures well. But if you want to hear my full opinions about IQ as a psychologist, make sure to check that out.
Bravo.
Thank you very much. And the BBC also, another insufferable leftist institution, decided to weigh in as well, but in probably the most egregious way out of any so far.
For anyone who's listening on audio, the thumbnail of this headline, why some people are spreading false rumors about the Texas gunman, is a poor, low-resolution photo of a slightly younger Tim Pool. So it's making him look, as if he's Sam Hyde, like the gunman.
Yeah, this is a photo from 2012.
Yeah.
It's not like there aren't any recent pictures of Tim Pool. I don't know, maybe it was a licensing thing sometimes.
I doubt that.
Could
you not just take a screenshot of the show?
I think BBC quite often use like Associated Press stuff. I don't know. I'm trying not to necessarily jump to conclusions.
Oh, I just think they're liars.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
This is there in the name, BBC, right?
Yeah.
But yes, it's why people are spreading false rumours about the Texas gunman and a picture of Tim Pool, as you said. And Twitter did add some context to this before it was removed. I had to go to an archive to find it. It said, for the sake of clarity, the thumbnail which the BBC have used in this tweet does not represent the Texas gunman or anyone connected with him. It is a 2012 photo of journalist and commentator Tim Pool, who has questioned some of the aspects of the narrative.
Which, I like community notes.
This is good, yeah. It's actually helpful when calling out mainstream sources. So moving on to the actual article itself, it's clearly a politically motivated piece from our state-run media.
Oh, look surprise, at that. They've changed the main image on the article.
I know. They also took down the tweet. It's almost like they're in damage control because people called them out.
Tim actually did say he was considering suing for defamation.
Mm-hmm. Can you still sue after they've taken it down? Probably not.
I think you probably can.
I suppose
they haven't issued a correction. That's part of it.
Well, Tim, you know what you need to do.
Good man.
Get some of our tax money back from the BBC. Some activists have tried to cast doubt on the authenticity of the posts. I'm jumping ahead a little bit here because it covers some of the information we've already talked about. They're claiming without evidence that material is somehow part of a psychological operation on social media, and the account is fake. It may seem fringe, but the doubts have spread to millions via Elon Musk and others with popular Twitter accounts.
Because the CIA are involved.
Mm-hmm.
As per usual.
And it says, what did the suspect post? Garcia posted a huge variety of material on a lightly moderated Russia-based site named Odnoklassniki.
It stands for classmates.
Okay. The account was mentioned in news reports and uncovered by the investigative outlet Bellingcat, who are very suspicious, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. His posts included pictures of swastika tattoos, long violent screeds, and pictures of the mall taken as recently as last month, interspersed with other pictures of boxes of ammunition and guns. Other posts praised Nazis and Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet, who is often feted by people who use the right-wing death squad phrase. And I mean, I can't say I've ever come across that before.
Also, I like how they tack on right-wing on top of that. Carl made this point. It's because implicitly, it implies that usual death squads are left-wing. It's a variation.
I didn't pick up on that. I thought it was just mentioning it because it tars all right-wingers with this sort of extremist brush.
Sure,
all violent.
But if you have to tack on right-wing, mm-hmm. you're designating away from the usual death squads.
So, like, social justice is some sort of perversion of regular justice.
Yes.
Same thing. All right. And it says, he directly addressed his ethnic background in one meme he posted which mentioned Latino children in the phrase, become white supremacist. And how do we know the account was his? And the BBC, clearly very trusting, they just love to believe in the goodness of humanity. I'm sure that's what it is. The BBC has examined the material and we can be confident that the suspect was the person behind the posts.
How?
Garcia appeared to use the account on social network popular in Russia as an online diary. He posted multiple documents, including his name, date of birth, and other identity details, including a plane ticket, a speeding ticket, and an ID card.
That is...
I'm going to post all this info that no one really cares about just to be as the most ID'd man ever.
Yeah, did he give his blood type in his bio or something? Something that could vindicate it, for example, would be cell records. So, related to his cell phone and location, was he accessing it using his personal devices? When was the account created? Were there any changes to the account in the account log history that obviously the social media platform would be able to provide if you hadn't alienated all the Russians, which is quite convenient. We don't have any of that. The BBC instead says, yeah, we asked the feds and they said, yeah, all checks out.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the intelligence agencies have an incentive, at least. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know enough about this to say whether it is genuine or not. But what I can say is that the intelligence agencies are being targeted at the minute by the American right, rightly so, in my opinion. And they're going to, if Trump gets elected, have their power significantly reduced. Yep. So they have a very good reason to go after right-wing political commentators and smear them, make them look bad, because they stand to lose out. Mm. So there's motivation there to do this, although I mean, I haven't been able to look at the primary evidence, so I can't make up my mind about whether things are genuine or not. But it seems suspicious. I think that's fair.
Yep.
But I'm not going to jump to any conclusions. I'm going to sit on the fence today. So it carries on to say, photos on the account also show a distinct tattoo on his hand, which matches a graphic video of Garcia's dead body taken at the scene of the shooting. The shooter also posted images of the mall and its location on Google Maps, including the time the mall had a significant number of visitors weeks in advance.
Can I chime in? I just remembered something. When you said about Bellingcat before, the guy who found this information and posted the article was the same guy who found Jack Taxiera, who posted the Discord leaks from Ukraine and Russia, and then helped the New York Times pass it along to the feds and stake the house out before the feds arrived. So again, I am suspicious about federal involvement here. Can't allege anything, but it is a bit weird because they always seem to work together. And it's always for the narratives that are convenient to the regime.
Well, it's a bit of an open secret that Bellingcat have got connections to intelligence agencies.
Yeah, that's CIA funded.
Mm. So, carries on to say, in addition, open source investigators found a YouTube channel with a video showing Garcia taking off a mask. Material on the channel was also posted on the Russian account. I'm not going to try and pronounce that word again. And they go on to talk about who was spreading these false rumours, and they basically talk about the same thing that we've covered already. It was, you know, Tim Pool. They actually, if you can click on allow Twitter content there, John, on this article. Should be able to see the redheaded libertarian there talking about the reasons she thinks it's a psyop, and then Elon Musk replying to it. So they've directly embedded this sort of stuff. And as Elon Musk points out, didn't the story come from Bellingcat, which literally specializes in psychological operations? I don't want to hurt their feelings, but this is either the weirdest story ever or a very bad psyop. There you go. World's second richest man is on our side. But yes, the BBC is basically trying to call them out for it. And they mentioned Tim Pool by name and, of course, linking some of his employees as well. And they also mentioned Tim Pool did not respond to a request for comment.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. Your hacks?
I did see one reasonable article saying, don't blame Tim Pool for the Texas mall shooting.
Cat D's good. Mm-hmm. She's very good.
I'm not familiar, but it's refreshing to see there is some sanity still left in the world. Mm. So yes, obviously, podcasters are not responsible for real world acts of violence unless they themselves are doing it.
Or explicitly calling for it, which Tim never has.
No. And it's just a ridiculous attempt to smear Tim Pool. And I think that the intelligence agencies certainly have a good motivation to do it. And obviously the left certainly does. There's nothing new there. They're just going to capitalize on it because it's a convenient thing for them. But I wanted to draw attention to this because I think Tim doesn't deserve this to happen to him. And this sort of thing, I think, is going to happen more and more, especially in the lead up to 2024, because they're going to try and destroy the right in America. And this is the kind of thing that they're going to try and use to do it. So make sure to be vigilant against it. Make sure to be able to spot it. And just make sure you're informed, because being able to understand the players in the game will help you understand which information to trust, which... I mean, don't take anything at face value, not even what I say. So you can't really go wrong with that.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the website, such as the Brokenomics series, this episode on the economics of margin call. Brilliant movie. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.